Police stations within the Greater Banjul area have been crowded with arrested people. All the arrests were made in the upcountry as police enforced the 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew that was imposed amid a spike in coronavirus. The Gambia has a total of 1,235 cases and 23 deaths. Superintendent Lamin Jai is the spokesperson for the Gambia Police Force. He says more than 80 people have been arrested around the country. They face a fine of up to $100.
These regulations are equally laws of the Gambia, and the Gambia Police Force will not relent in enforcing them. Today, as we speak, there are some people, especially those that are arrested at the level of the anti-crime unit, are going to be arraigned before the court. And these individuals can get a fine of up to $5,000 for flouting this regulation. So therefore, it is important for the people of the Gambia to understand that the COVID-19 is real, and it is not a joke, and this is why the Gambia Police Force will not joke with the enforcement of these regulations.
Lamin Seka, a U.S. deportee who now is a small businessman, is out on bail after being arrested. He says the conditions in detention are not good.
I tell the officer, you have to save people or you have to try to make people sick, because the bunch of people you are bringing here, you don't know who's sick. And when you hold somebody's hand, you're supposed to wear a glove because you're an officer. You hold my hand to make me fingerprint, you're supposed to wear a glove. And then some of them officers don't wear the mask all the way up.
Seka says cells are overcrowded and unsafe.
Like I said, inside a cell, 45 people. Right there by the counter, 20 people. And outside, there might be 25 people outside. Some of them inside in the cell, they wear, but half of them don't wear a mask.
Njai says he was not in the position to confirm Seka's allegations.
I may not be able to verify the story. We will perhaps investigate at the level of the police station, but also we want to assure the public to understand that the Gambia Police Force is operating within the guidelines of the Ministry of Health and the WHO in preventing our officers themselves and also detainees or individuals that are in our hands during the course of processing them.
Meanwhile, Vice President Aishatou Touré, who tested positive for COVID-19, has now tested negative, along with the Health Minister, Dr. Amadou Lamin Samatte, who was in quarantine. For VOA News, this is Pandrim by reporting from Raleigh, North Carolina.